All right, man, we'll go do the C4 at Craig House.
Yeah! This one goes out to all my wizards!
Professor from Calarian Community College.
It's worldwide. Stop.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby. Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
DM me, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics too, man.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Cause I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you wanna be me? Always the innovator.
Not really, but, you know.
Suffocating this gas chamber we're just in.
What gas chamber? You can't smell shit, man, through a fucking nose.
Shut up, bro.
It's fucking great.
There's a little one for you. Add on to it.
Man, there's a
fuck, bro.
Just a little small one. Man's fart, man. Mine fucking came out like a man.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, welcome to Crack House, man. This is Earl Grey.
Parking lot.
Fucking, I can't breathe, Biffo.
Bullshit, man. You fucking smell worse during the day.
Yeah, I know. So I try to, you know.
Is that Trump fucking?
See, everyone thinks it is.
What does it say? Keep calm and stay six feet away. But everyone sees
I saw that.
Everyone
I was dying.
Sees a 6 foot, 300-pound white guy with a red and white mask.
That was Trump. Goddamn Trump.
Trump no, got robbed, brother.
Did you hear across the
did you hear that Biden got... has gotten the most votes of any president in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Come on, man.
Why does that sound stupid? Like, obviously the population grows.
Here's the problem.
No parking
like,
lot.
Nobody gives two shits about the popular vote. It's all about the Electoral College because mm-hmm. they made it that fucking way.
Yeah, bro, it's been like that for hundreds of years, so what's the problem? You got the documents right now getting recorded. I'm not going to fight with you already, bro. How many minutes are we in? Two? Fuck.
Hey, I know why. It's because someone lost this week in Commander.
Nah, that's not because of that.
Yeah, Biffo.
Hold on, you guys haven't got your games in yet. Are we talking about my one game for the week? Or the how no one knows that I was 3-0 before Monday?
No one listens to those.
Mm-hmm. That's
what I'm saying. Who listens to this podcast?
Nobody, bro. Why are you even here, man?
The loyal elite few.
Quit.
Well, I know.
And I'm pretty sure some Illuminati.
You left us in the fucking goddamn Patreon, so.
You're still butthurt about that? Here's a fucking dollar. Where's my room?
Where's my wallet? Where's
my wallet? Give us a fucking dollar. Oh, shit,
you know what I got here? You know, chonklas are fucking the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, boy.
I'm surprised you could even fit that foot in that fucking sandal looking like that. Fucking looking like a toxic Avenger. Fucking looking like you're melting.
I look over
and
to the left and I realize, hey, we're love.
Man, see, I was fucking showing some love. Fuck you, you cocksucker. I'm putting a sticker over his fucking chink ass fucking face.
Look, so like, good so you gotta explain to the listeners. Oh, they don't know what they can't see.
It's true. It's a picture of us hosts at the Las Vegas sign, only because I wanted to fucking go. Like, everyone else was kind of in on it at first, but I had to do one touristy thing that year. That was my first time in Vegas. Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
So we went 2 years ago.
Well, we went 2 years ago. And it's a picture from that. And I'm just like, oh, we're loved.
It's a picture of us four.
If you hear a dog barking in the background, I'm going to kill him when next time I see him.
Why do you have that picture here in your bedroom, though?
Because the old lady didn't want to put it in the fucking front room.
Dang, she embarrassed of us.
I guess.
Fuck that.
Did you see everything in the front room?
It's all family stuff.
Well, we're not family?
Did you see my stuff being pulled off the wall? Why do you think my pictures are over here?
I'd be embarrassed too, man. Not gonna lie. Fucking cartoons and shit. I'm surprised she hasn't burned all them DVDs. You should be embarrassed for all the trash that's in there, man.
I'm gonna call up the old lady, man. I'm gonna go, hey, let me see his 40K stuff for about 5 minutes.
No, hell no.
I'm just going to throw them and put them in brake cleaner and so they get real soft and they'll never get hard again.
Yeah.
Because GW Plastics fucking hate brake cleaner.
Yeah, I know. I ain't going to do that. Anyways, what are we talking about today?
Oh, man.
We already got off on the wrong foot.
My left one.
Left one in particular.
So we're going to talk about the fact that, fuck, man. Did WotC really fuck up the Commander product on the release? Again. I mean, I was satisfied with my collector's booster. I pulled what I wanted.
Hell yeah,
right?
You did.
Well, I didn't pull a fucking Jewel Lotus, but, as Rudy put it, he's opened up 12 boxes and hasn't pulled one mana drain yet.
What? These are draft boxes, right?
No, these are the collector boxes.
Shut the fuck up.
He's opened 12 and has not opened a mandarin.
Oh, no, they fucked it. They told the distributor, which one are you giving Rudy? Take all.
Nope. I've been watching a lot of box openings. Maybe one out of fucking every 40.
On collectors?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Oh,
damn. Man.
I'm happy.
You have a better chance of getting a actual mana drain from a draft box.
No shit.
Than a collector's booster.
Is that on purpose?
Well, how about the fact he opened up two boxes and only pulled one land?
That
two collector's boxes.
Two collector boxes only got
one
land. What?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. They made this shit. Oh man. Like I said, I opened up my collector booster. I got one land.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But, I did get all those etch cards, even though all the etch pricing has gone
down.
Has tanked.
Way down.
Which, I mean, it's good for some of them. Not going to lie.
The only ones that have maintained price, Thrasios, Vile Smasher.
Yeah.
And Timbo. Those are the only three that have actually kept
the prices.
So
these collector packs have just been hella commanders, not like all of the reprints that people were talking about.
The people want that full art Vampiric Tutor.
How many of those are around?
I've probably seen two been opened.
In collector pack or
regular? Yeah, collector pack.
Fuck, you're not sniffing that shit on draft packs, huh?
No, you're getting it in draft packs.
So,
I got one.
So let's break down the numbers real quick. For foil etches, top five. New Sakashima is number one.
Well, yeah, no shit.
Then you have Thrasios.
What's he at?
Sakashima's at $35.
Damn, those things went down. What's the Thrasios at?
Thrasios is the etched? At, this is the foil etched, is now $30.
Dude, that's so low.
Timna is at $23. A new card, Achroma, foil etched, is at $15.
That's the top five? Is
15? And number five is Vile Smasher at $12.
Ooh, bro. How much is the regular Vile Smasher?
Shit, let's take a look real quick.
Dude, the reason why is so much. They've already had three printings.
What? Then why the fuck are we hearing that you can't get them?
You can't get collector boosters.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the so there's hella draft packs out there.
So regular Vile Smasher is all the way down to $10.
Oh, because of that?
Probably because of the release, yeah.
Well, that's fine, because you know what's going to happen? People are going to get rid of them. And in a year from now, because this set's going to be long forgotten, because people are going to hate this set, the card's going to jump back up to its normal price.
Yeah, 30. I'd say 30. I can even double check.
Oh, Vampire 2s are...
Under 40 now. You told me to wait, yeah.
Yeah.
So are they going to
wait another week? Yeah, go wait another week.
Fuck.
I picked up one for $30 at my local LGS.
Man.
Hey, I got a jeweled Lotus for $40.
Oh, yeah. I know. That shit's going to... I wonder how low do you think those are going to go?
25.
25?
Because they're getting opened.
I didn't know you meant three print runs already.
Three print runs.
But the collector...
First one, Belgium. Second one, United States. The Japanese print run hasn't hit the United States yet.
Oh, shit. So then, it's really going low.
Dude, there's so much product. My local LGS goes, how many of these booster boxes do you want? We can get as much as you want.
He said as much.
I was like, well, what about the commander? What about the collector's booster? The distributor says that they got a secret secondary print run. I was all... That is false. So this is going to be the first news that you guys are going to ever hear from this. I've known this for the last couple of months. We've always talked about sneakers on this show and how the sneakerheads are willing to drop major money on 10 pairs, 20 pairs of sneakers, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the sneakerheads now, if you go on StockX and use their app...
Mm-hmm.
And look up Magic the Gathering, you're able to buy boxes now.
From the sneaker
guys? Shut up. Hold on.
From the sneaker guys?
StockX.
The sneaker community now has jumped on the bandwagon because they jumped on the Pokemon bandwagon and raised the pricing on the boxes.
How long ago were they fucking with Pokemon?
About 4 months ago, five months ago.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of... Because the other thing I noticed, too, you call them sneakerheads, but they're also into, like, clothes and shit, too, right?
They're just into collectibles and shit.
They're not into collectibles.
No, they're flippers.
Into anything to flip and make money.
Yep.
So Amazon had these cards, had collector boosters for $209.
And they fucking...
Within 12 hours, they went up to $326.
Just free money, huh? That's all it is.
Yeah, because they're the ones that are contacting the distributors going, I got $100,000.
The distributor says, yep.
How much? How many boxes can you sell me?
Yeah. Fuck the parking lots and the
box. I'm sorry.
How many you
want? What local LGS is going to go, oh, I want four cases.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That ain't worth it.
There we go. So I got the shoes,
oh,
you got
shit.
Boxes.
What
so you got
the fuck?
Lowest asking price on the regular Commander Legends, $120. They've got Zendikar at $105, Jumpstart at $145, Ikoria Fat Packs at $50.
And this is the sneakers?
This is
StockX, which is known for their shoes. $600 for a box of double...
StockX.com. I got any 40K? Hold on.
No, I got any 40K. Oh, fucking hell.
So, StockX.
Yeah, like StockX sneakers streetwear. This is my first time. I'll admit it to the DJ. This is my first time on this website.
You like that? You like
man,
that?
Y'all got magic.
You like that inside information, huh? I've known this for the last 6 months.
Well, that's kind of cool that you didn't. Do they got the Air Gumps, the Cortez of the red, white, and blue ones?
Those have been released, yes. The Bubba Gump.
The Bubba Gump.
Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
So, now that they're involved.
It's over. Game over.
Distributors are now going to have priority over who wants to buy their shit. Whoever has the cash on hand is going to get it in initially. Stores are still going to get the product, but our local LGS told me he put $25,000 into this product. Remember?
Not enough. Yep.
$25,000. And you know what his distributor told him? We don't have any boxes in stock.
25 grand? That's cool.
Hey, you know what happened 3 days later? Hey, we got a secret second print run. Of collector boosters.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
But they're $280.
Yeah, do I really want to make something the flip value? I'd have to sell them for like $315 before I make a product.
They were offering to sell them to them for, what was it, $256. Okay. Do you know what this product originally was? So this booster box right here.
Yeah.
Started off like
their
what?
Cost is $68.
Yeah.
For a regular box, Commander
they Legends. Should be selling them for $100, but everyone's selling them for $120, $130. I've seen as high as $160.
Yep.
People are selling the draft boosters for $160?
Yeah.
Supply is that something like auto shit?
No. Auto was selling this for $115. Yeah.
And now let's move on to the collector boosters. The collector boosters are $170.
Where?
Shop cost.
Oh, yeah. And but they'll sell them for like $350 or whatever the fuck.
We were supposedly going to get ours for $200.
Oh, $200.
Then all of a sudden someone goes, $220. Yep. Because somebody else's shop was selling them for $236 and some change.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened? They only got four boxes in.
Four, not cases. Like four boxes.
Their distributor sent them eight boxes for two stores.
And two big stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So one from Melrose and our store here.
So, but... Homeboy with the sideways hat and the million sneakers says I got $100,000, and then he got a gang of them.
When you have
Rob Deerdick over there looking motherfucker,
yeah. When you have one of the biggest sneakerhead YouTubers going around going, "Hey,
buy magic.
I'm gonna go buy a Lambo for this kid over here because he smiled at me and said hi, because they can." Who says that dropping $500,000 on magic cards isn't just dropping a hat?
Are you mad about it?
That's a hustle, bro.
Are you mad at it?
I'm just annoyed as shit. That's all.
I'll say to me,
because I look at it like
money
this.
Talks.
I got a fucking look in my closet right there. I mean, how many fucking shoe boxes you see?
Yeah, I have a gang of shoes.
So I know what the game is, especially with the shoe game. Mm-hmm. Limited run. They're going to pick up as much as they can. They're going to hold it until the fucking demand is fucking high. And now you're seeing the demand fucking skyrocketing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, Rudy. You're not going to have enough money to compete with these guys. If PewDiePie decided to fucking jump on the bandwagon and start buying a product for fucking for Magic, there ain't nothing you can do about that.
Nope. Name like that, money like that.
Nah, they already fucked him, remember? They said, nah, we don't want you in our community.
Well, about if KSI goes, hey, I want to get into magic.
I don't know. Do you know about using proper pronouns before I sell you your shit, Mr. KSI?
No, because his money's green.
Oh, that's true. Hey, it is.
I'm pretty sure his money comes on a black card, about a little smaller than a playing card, and does not have... top
before
out.
I sell you this, Mr. KSI, would you change your Twitter name to KSI LGBTQ? Morrow's like, bitch, I'll buy you KSI. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
I don't know, Morrow. Morrow doesn't fucking KSI money.
Morrow got Hasbro money, bro.
No. Morrow has his own money. Hasbro has Hasbro money.
And I like don't I know if Hasbro's got KSI money.
Has a lot
money,
of money,
so.
Bro. That's what it, that's what that stands
all
for.
I know is PewDiePie can go, Hasbro, I want to buy Hasbro.
I can't buy Hasbro, bro.
Nah, he could. Y'all, he could.
Nah, man. That's like trying to buy Starbucks and shit. You can't do it.
You can buy them piece by piece.
Yeah, that's true. You could probably do that. Yeah. Man, wait about what Starbucks.
Just think about it, though, man. Just think about it.
When's George Soros getting in on this shit?
The sneaker, sneaker community is now officially taking over buying boxes. They're not cracking these for fucking singles. They're selling and flipping to get double and triple their money on fucking boxes.
I'm not mad at that because people flip houses. People flip all kinds of shit, bro.
Neither am I. I'm just like, I'm disappointed in the fact that Watsy started all this by going, you know what? We're not going to sell directly to the individuals no more. You have to go through the distributor. We're going to have no more MSRP because why? We want to charge whatever we want to charge. They can charge whatever they want. So
it's just kind of like, what makes it easier for you, bro? Like, is it easier for me to deal with all you fools, or is it easier for
this,
me
man?
Go to these three guys and
all
you
these
guys
SJWs that are fighting for the fucking for this communist lifestyle, but boy, they love Watsy and their capitalist fucking process.
No, it's just easier, bro. Like parking lot. Like, I don't know, man. Like, hey, parking lot, I need you to watch this hotel, that hotel, this other hotel, and all that. But you have to go every night to, or they could say like, all right, hired three dudes to go hang out.
Yeah,
they'll take care of it. It's the same shit, bro. I ain't worried about that. I'm worried about making the game better. I'm not worried about having to do all the logistics of fucking.
Well,
doing
that's
all
that's
shit.
The problem. You want specific cards for decks. The availability for those specific cards are. They're not really there. I mean, I want the foil full art command towers.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. I don't care.
I didn't even get one in my commander box or in my premium booster.
Crazy, man.
Not one.
But you're acting like they fucking give a shit about what you guys want.
But you know
what? I'm gonna print
But do you know how much this foil one cost?
How much?
$3.
I believe it. So like look. Like, it doesn't matter what you guys want, because whatever I make, you guys buy the fuck out of it anyway.
And you know how much these are now? For foil? $10.
That low?
Yes, sir, bro. $10.
Wow, I thought they'd be 10 just fucking regular ones. Foil ones are 10 bucks. The last? Because you know why? Because I print the shit out of it and you bought it all.
Because a billion of these boxes are being opened.
And a billion of them got sold. That's what I'm saying.
Because right now they're getting ready for their fourth print run,
and you'll buy it all.
I'm not buying another one of these. You know what? If Autos gets one in and has it for $260, I might turn around and buy it just to flip it for fucking $3.
So you're doing the same thing as the sneakerheads.
I might as well. Fuck it.
And then don't be bitching about it. I didn't get a Vampire Tutor when you're just selling your shit.
I'm not bitching. I pulled one.
I did, damn it, Buck. You know what I'm saying.
I pulled a fucking mana drain.
I know
drain.
What you're saying. You did, huh?
Yeah.
But you got lucky. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't matter, though. Like,
Rudy can't pull one out of a fucking command or out of the premium packs, but I pulled one out of my first box.
I'm just
but
saying,
the
like,
one card that I did want, I couldn't even fucking see.
I just don't
and
get
you know what that was? Scroll rack.
I opened that in my first box.
But check it out, man. So Perry opened up his box Sunday at the shop. He bought his collector booster. You saw what he got in his collector booster. I mean, he pulled fire in the collector booster. You know what he pulled in his fucking, his fire-ass fucking...
regular?
Mystery booster-sized fucking box? Foil mana drain.
Oof.
What was that rolling for? Got a parking lot over a gotta bill. Be right
because well, it's like 60 some odd bucks for a normal
foil extended arc command towers are 20 bucks. Let's just go on here. Mana drain.
Yeah, parking lot. Is that an iPhone 4? The fuck?
No, man, it's a 3.
It's a phone's low, is what it is. So he got a regular foil?
Yep.
Regular foil. Click, click. Talking $61 for regular foil.
That's not bad.
Not bad on a regular draft one.
How much is normals?
50.
I still don't understand how the foiling is nowadays, man. I remember foils used to be double the fucking price. Yeah. But since so much product's being open, man, it's not fucking hitting anymore, bro.
That's what I'm telling you, bro.
It's not that... the foil prices, I feel, are probably the right price. But with so much product being opened, it's going to be the non-foil prices are what will come way down.
Yeah.
Mandarin for $50? When the fuck has that ever happened?
Like, not in a fucking minute,
long
bro.
Long time.
Now, if I can trade these mandarins that I got for old school ones, so I don't have to worry about fucking having to play, you know, buy one of those for a fucking over a bill.
Two bills.
Oh, now two bills.
Two Ooh, bills.
Fuck.
That's what I'm saying. When it went, because I know mandarin was like hella expensive, and then I was like, oh, man, it's going to be cool. But man, these new prints just fucking dropped. The Thrasios etched? Fucking $30?
Hey. The thing is,
I can finally do a competitive deck.
The reason why the etches are going down in price because the collector boosters that are being opened
were all just that.
There's
right?
three of those motherfuckers in every fucking pack. Every collector booster that I saw opened box wise had a Thrasios and a fucking Timba. Fucking every single one of them. The four that were opened here, all of them had almost the same exact fucking etching or etched
cards. Probably get like the whole set almost. No, there's a gang of them, right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm still 32 missing.
Plus.
I'm missing like Moldrotha and a couple of the other ones, and it's like
you're missing some of that slot 32. You're talking 60 uncommons, and you're talking another like 30 something rares.
Yeah,
all together. Yeah. In reality, you should be able to open up a case of the collector boxes and probably have them all.
Yeah.
Good luck on getting a case,
but
man.
There's a gang.
But good luck getting a case. Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Because I heard you were trying to bribe a DJ man for
yep.
a box.
Damn straight I did, because I got fuck. I was. They telling me that they're. That price I was going to get at 220, and they're now we're not going to be able to get any. And if we get them, they're going to be over 300.
Man, bro.
Well, we still have the other guy, you know, Drew. Still got his boxes here that he already prepaid. Maybe you can try buying one off of him. And I hit him up. I'm like, can I buy one of your boxes?
What'd
no?
he tell you?
He didn't say shit. No response.
He left you on red.
Left me on red.
See, now here's the dilemma that I have. Here's the dilemma that I have. He prepaid for those boxes to get those at that price.
And they told me that I couldn't prepay. Because they understood his situation. He knew he wasn't going to be here.
Now.
That's what pissed me off.
The next set that's coming out.
Is this the spot that you spend money at?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. It's because of certain individuals. Here's the kicker. So, I talked to my boy, the owner of our local LGS. And he goes, we're going to do pre-orders for the Viking set. I was like, oh, okay. But he's all, I'm afraid since all the Commander products like this and Jumpstart, and because they've been shortchanging motherfuckers since Jumpstart. Jumpstart just recently got their fucking...
That's right, barely, huh?
Yeah, their print run. So he's like, I'm afraid that, you know, if I sell 30 collector boosters and I collect the money for it and I only get 5, what am I going to do? I'm only going to have to refund all that fucking money.
Hell
but
yeah.
He's all... What I wanted to do was I wanted to flip that money and buy, you know, more product for the store. I'm going like, well, you're going to have to rob Peter to pay Paul if that doesn't happen. And I'm all, the last time you, with these last collector's boosters, you couldn't get Zendikar in initially when they first came out. Remember? He's all, yeah. I told you that you weren't going to get nothing for fucking Commander Legends. You didn't want to believe me on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm all, and I guarantee you this Viking set, you're going to get maybe a quarter of your fucking allocation again.
Really? They're going to do it for like every set?
No, of course.
No, I thought, like, because, you know, like, some of the base sets, like, I thought, like, they're not really tripping on. Commander Legends is, like, to me, it's like almost like a Master set or something, you know what I mean?
This was supposed to be Commander Masters, yeah. But...
it is an Ikoria. He probably would have got a hella Ikoria, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think, like, when it comes to, like, you think Vikings is whatever, but Vikings is going to be a standard set, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a standard set, but they're still going to have... Well, the thing is, there are talks of snow-covered lands again.
Okay. They did that in Modern Horizons. It wasn't a big thing.
We know that the other lands that are coming out, the other five are coming out in that set.
Oh,
which ones are we talking about? I'm spacing now.
Fast, shit. Whatever the fuck they are. Commander lands.
Commander land. The Battlebond lands?
No, they did the Battlebond lands in this. Five.
We have five lands that are missing.
No, we don't.
Not Battlebond.
Not Battlebond. Not
I'm not talking about Battlebond. Well, did I say Battlebond?
No. You said
we're asking you. We're space.
You guys are supposed to know this shit. I'm not going to say nothing.
What fucking land set are we missing, Barry?
I don't fucking remember. Shit. Here we go.
But every collector's set has been shortchanged more and more.
Viking collectors, I'll agree with you. Yeah, they're going to fuck him on that, but not the base.
Well, there's the Ikoria ones. The Ikoria Trilands. We're missing
those are going to be in in this new set.
Well, that's not a fast commander land. I'm just telling you. Because that's what you said. You said fast commander land. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Still a commander land.
It is.
But look like this. Those are going to be in this set. To finish the Trilands, everyone's going to fucking want them.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone included.
And you remember opening up the Ikoria packs, because Ikoria was just a standard set.
Yeah.
For just a standard set, right?
And they got shortchanged?
And those collector boosters, man, you were getting sometimes 9 fucking lands in a box.
Yeah.
If you were lucky, you got one full art foil.
And you got hella comic book art shit.
There's going to be probably some new shit going on in this.
Vikings? They're probably going to do something.
Well, why do you think they have the new death metal secret lair coming out?
Automatically, should we go into like those? Vikings and death metal. This means it's like the same, bro.
But no. We know it's going to be fucking shortchanged.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Forever, bro.
I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. I will prepay for my two fucking collector boosters because that's all. I didn't want to be fucking greedy, dude. I just wanted to open up a couple of collector boosters and that was it. See what I fucking pull, and just that was all, right? Mm-hmm. So, I will gladly prepay for my two collector boosters. I'll pay with my cash. If I don't get my collector boosters, then I'm going someplace else. Because I can go down to Frankincense and spend an extra $30 or $40 after the release. And
how do you know that they're getting them?
They always do.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because those guys hustle. And a lot of them collect shoes.
Okay.
Those are some of the people have to that post on StockX.
There's probably okay, I get what you're saying, but there's got to be some dudes that are in with the distributors, right?
You know what? Hold on, while I'm thinking about StockX, you know what? There's something else that's been bought out a fuck ton of. I wonder if StockX is selling TP real quick.
Hey, go ahead and look at that. Yeah,
if I find TP on there, I'm gonna get pissed.
Hey man, fuck yeah, dude, they ain't fucking around.
Well, shit, why not, man? I mean, so. What do you think about the sneaker community fucking jumping in on the
jumping
band?
On Magic? You're talking to me for sure. I don't care.
Because literally you're on the outside looking in because you don't collect sneakers.
How do you know I don't collect sneakers, man? I pay good money for my shoes, man.
Man, floor shines don't fucking count, bro.
Okay, I was about to flip out the fuck out when it popped up and this bottom part was covered. It said, one result for toilet paper on StockX. Thank God it's a Louis Vuitton bag. Oh, I mean, it is kind of shit because it's a Louis Vuitton.
On the outside looking in, to me, they don't give a shit about... Those are not sneakerheads. Those are dudes... I mean, you call them sneakerheads because that's what they really flip. But those are just... just hustlers, bro. Just like, you know, like I told you, those motherfuckers flip clothes. Those motherfuckers are obviously not flipping cars.
You're telling me that they're not sneakerheads when they're posting it on a sneaker app?
No. Like, what I'm saying is, it's not just clothes with them. It could be anything. Fuck, them motherfuckers will flip their mom if they could.
I wouldn't doubt that
shit.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So me, hey, you got the money to do it, Bob? Do it.
And seeing that's the thing, man. Our local LGS, $25,000 ain't gonna fucking do it, bro.
Sounds like big money, but nah. Nope.
Exactly.
They'd be like,
sounds like big money.
Hold on, man. I'll put you on the reserve list.
Basically.
On the wait until...
Oh, 25? Yeah, no, you're on the wait list.
Because, you know, I hate to say, man, I went in there. They had big aspirations of opening a bunch of these boxes on for the YouTube channel and this and that. And I was like, all right, man. That's cool. But... it didn't happen, man.
And it's never going to happen again. Have any of the distributors blamed this on COVID or anything?
No.
They're just straight up flexing like, yeah, bitch.
They're flexing that they don't know what's going on and why they didn't receive their product. We know they got their product, yeah. Bro.
Because if I give you a little piece, when I give you a little bit more, then you're like, oh, fuck, I need to get what I can. Well, brother, it might cost you a little bit more this time.
So, a little bit.
That's why parking lot is going to paint $360.
Nope.
I'm going to make sure that when I prepay, I'm getting my lockdown on my fucking pricing because I don't want to hear 2 weeks before release.
The prices went up.
Yep. Because I ain't dealing with that shit. I pay with my dollar. If, you know, places don't want to fucking deal with it, man, there's plenty of other shops that will.
No. This is a problem. That's what you think. The problem is I already got your money. You want it back? Fine. That's cool because this motherfucker right behind you is going to give me that money. He'll pay the extra. Yeah, he will.
Not really.
Yeah, he will. You telling me, let's say.
Here's the problem. We know the magic community in this town.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all word of mouth.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. Bro, you telling me that.
Because why? They don't advertise. They have not gone on any Instagram, Facebook, Twitter to say, hey, we have these boxes in stock.
That's what I'm telling you. They don't have to. That's what I'm telling you. Like,
yeah, they do if they want to actually become a level one store and not have to piggyback off of their level three store on Melrose.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about it. No, I think me and you are talking about two different things. I thought you were talking about selling shit out like
I'm talking about my local LGS fucking price fluctuating and going, oh, I told you two bills, now it's 240.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that might burn you, but that doesn't mean he's not gonna have someone buy it. That's what I'm telling you. I've seen dudes over here at the other one that we used to go to spend way more than they had to.
Yeah, but the funny thing is they know about this shop and they still haven't come over yet.
But yeah, they got pieces of shit like you and you know who else.
So, guys, we got a Patreon. We got one $5 tiers for a little buck, man. Get added to the DGen chat. You get to play Biffo next season.
Probably going to be the reigning king.
Points-wise, he is the reigning. He is my champion.
I've been lucky.
But he got knocked out this last game.
Yeah, week four. Oh, hold on. We haven't talked about our week three.
Not talking about it on this episode. Right. You remember, we have two episodes to record.
It's just the teaser plug for the next one.
I'll go ahead and talk to you guys in a couple of days.
you'll hear a little bit more about that.
Your boy Biffo been doing good, all right? That's all I got to say, man.
Now he's strutting like a cock of the walk.
Hell yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it, dude.
But when he's getting his ass fucking beat, he's like, God damn, motherfuckers. All you motherfuckers are targeting me.
Oh, you dirty motherfuckers.
So I stopped targeting him, and it's like, okay. And then he combos off.
Yep.
I'm just saying, bro.
Here I am at 0 points. And you know what? I'm happy as can be because you know what? I'm getting to play all the magic I want.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Out of the 16 people in this tournament, probably like 15 of them motherfuckers are better players than me. Straight up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. I'll ruin your day. Like that. Like that parking lot. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Weren't you in that pod in pod three?
Yeah.
Guess what? Parking lot. You're a way better magic player than me. No doubt. What happened?
We'll get to that next episode.
We'll get to it.
All right, guys, go check out our
LSV
Facebook.
LSV don't want to see me in a pod, dog.
LSV doesn't even play Magic. Yeah. Oh, one of the MPL pros fucking quit. He got a job for some major fucking electronics company.
Hell yeah, good for him, man.
So yeah, go check out Twitter, Instagram, follow Parking Lot
on Twitter. I am Parking Lot, and my buddy, I am not Parking Lot.
Go check out Green Day. I mean,
Green Day.
I mean, Garbage Day.
Green Day. That's a
Garbage Day.
Go check out Garbage Gang.
Garbage Gang.
God damn, man.
Bro, are you still on pain meds or something like that?
Also, go check out Brewing the 99.
Yeah, they're good too.
They don't cuss.
No, they got a good host, and then they got a pretty good co-host too.
And they don't cuss.
And they don't cuss. So if you like that shit,
someone says I sound like the asshole. That's his Ed McMahon.
Yeah, I'm not used to that Bob. I don't like that Bob, but I like the podcast.
All right, guys, this is Earl Grey.
Parking Lot.
King Biffo, and just looking at Bob's. Fucking angle
deformation.
Look at that shit. I swear, bro, you look like you're melting. That's what it fucking looks like.
Oh, we'll see.
Look how shiny
it's gonna get better. Jeez.
The funny thing is, it doesn't look like this all the time. It's only when I get up in the morning, it's completely normal, except for the bump on the side. But when I stand on it all day long, it fucking looks like this.
Fucking look good from this angle. Doesn't that look like a fucking, like, you know, the neoprene gloves? Like, if you were to blow it up, that's what it looks like. That's what the shit looks like. Those right there.
Yeah, those right there. Yeah, those.
Sex Orleans. It's